And that's what the P4 experience is all about. The strategies of painting, praying, processing information from self-development resources, and pursuing God's word. Because we want to move from pain to experiencing peace and enjoying life's pleasures. We also want to produce positive results in our lives. And those positive results can come from producing sellable products that bring value to other people. It's not about us. It's about us getting in the position to be productive and be a blessing to other people.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we love you. Father God, we thank you for another opportunity to seek your face, to seek your word, to pray, to process information, to get revelatory insight from you, Lord God. We thank you for another opportunity, oh Father God, to seek you first. Father God, show us something that we've never seen before. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hey, 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 it is another beautiful day. And so we're going to get right into processing information from our self-development resource, Jesus Calling. And it reads, be willing to go out on a limb with me if that is where I am leading you. It is the safest place to be. Your desire to live a risk-free life is a form of disbelief. Your longing to live closely to me is at odds with your attempts to minimize risk. You are approaching a crossroads in your journey. In order to follow me wholeheartedly, you must relinquish your tendency to play it safe. Let me lead you step by step how this day or through this day. If your primary focus is on me, you can walk along perilous paths without being afraid. Eventually, you will learn to relax and enjoy the adventure of our journey together. As long as you stay close to me, my sovereign presence protects you wherever you go. And so, as you guys know, we are here every day, YouTube, Facebook, and everywhere you listen to your podcast at 6 a.m. as we process Jesus Calling. And we title today's message, How to Play It Safe, or How Not to Play It Safe. Like, what do you think the name of this message should be? Because when I think about it, how to live a risk-free life, or how not to live a risk-free life, or how not to play it safe, right? So the first thing that you have to do, you have to be willing to go out on a limb. And if you're going to go out on a limb, that means that there is a level of trust. But you're not going out on a limb on somebody else's word or on your own free will. You're going out on a limb with God. So if you're going to go out on a limb with anybody, he is the one to go out on a limb with. So the second thing that you need to do is to understand that a risk-free life is a sign of unbelief. There's no way that we should be operating in unbelief. If you don't trust God, then you will never know what's going to be on the other side, which is far greater than you can even ask or think. Okay? So the third thing that you need to do is that you need to live close with God. Because if you live close with God, that means that you are following him wholeheartedly. And when you follow him wholeheartedly, that means that you relinquish the tendency to play it safe. And playing it safe is something different for each one of us. Okay? Some of us take risk in different areas of our lives. Some of us are risk takers. Some of us are risk aversions, right? We would rather be, you know, adverse, you know, to any risk in our lives. And if that's you, you need to recognize it and you need to own it. And you need to ask the Lord, Lord, what am I afraid of? Am I afraid of failing? Am I afraid of what people are going to say? Am I afraid of success? Am I afraid of whatever? I don't know. What only you know what you are afraid of. So you have to ask God, how come I'm not following close with you? How come I'm not willing to take risk? How come I'm not? Because what it really means is that I don't trust you. No, I'm not going to let you lead me blindly. Because if I let you lead, I don't know what you're going to lead me to. I don't know what warfare I'm going to come up against. I don't know what trial I'm going to have to face. Sometimes we don't want to do things because we don't want to deal with the spiritual warfare. And if that's the truth, please put raise your hand in the comments and say, yes, that's me. Sometimes we do not want to go where God tells us to go in those uncharted territories because we don't want to deal with the warfare. That's why it says that the devil you know is the devil that you don't know. Well, we also know in the Christian vernacular that new levels, new devils. So if you're going to ever grow and get to that new place in your life, you're going to have to let go of that fear and that unbelief that the same God who saw you through the last trial and the last battle is the same God who's going to see you through the next one. But you say, well, what about my finances? I can't go through that again. What about my children? I can't put them at risk. What about my peace and my sleep at night? I don't have time to be getting up in the middle of the night dealing with the enemy who's attacking me while I'm asleep. I don't have time for that. You know, I don't want to lose my job. I don't want to deal with another financial crisis. I can't deal with another crisis. I hear you. I hear you. But if you let God lead you step by step, and if you focus on God, he is going to see you through any perilous paths. You got to trust him and you got to believe him and you got to relax and enjoy and know that God is Jehovah Nissi. He is your banner. He is your praise. He is your victory. And as long as you stay close to God, he is going to bless you. He is going to protect you wherever you go. He never leaves you, nor does he forsake you. Amen. So don't forget that you can text P4 to 215-798-5258 or go ahead and email info@drleticiaweb.com to receive your free digital gift. Amen. So now let's go ahead and pursue God's word. We are going to read it in Psalms chapter 9, verse 10. Okay. And the word of God states, for those who know your name, trust in you because you have not abandoned those who seek you, Lord. Those who know your name, trust in you. You have not abandoned those who seek you, Lord. So we have to call on the name of the Lord. When you know God's name, that means you know his character. When you know his character, that means you know what he will do. When you know what someone will do in situations, that means that you trust them. And when you trust them, that means you call on them. Amen. And when you call on God, other people may abandon you. Other people may not answer the phone. Other people may forget. Other people may be going through their own trials and tribulations. But trust and believe, God will never abandon those who seek him. Amen. So put your trust in God, go out on a limb and learn how not to play it safe. Amen. God bless you. We'll be right back.